The question was asked, what does the term Yehudi mean that we encounter in the book of Daniel, Ezra, and of Kings, Jeremiah, and the book of Esther, Ish Yehudi? So we find the term Yehudi being used when the Jews are in contact with the non-Jews, when they're in exile. Oh, that's what you bring me. Thank you. Okay. I didn't know that's what you bring me. We have another one in those, but that's great. Okay. We'll just have to figure out how to use it. So I thought you meant a different one. That's great. So the term Yehudi, the Gemara says, means monotheist. After the Tetragrammaton, one who fights against paganism, who doesn't adhere to paganism. So when the Jews are among the pagan nations, they are called Yehudim to connote that they are monotheists. The term Yehudi means coming from the tribe of Judah, being that the prime exile was from the tribe of Yehuda. So even though there were all 12 tribes among them, but they were described as the Judeans, because the majority of the people exiled were from the tribe of Judah. So those are two answers to the question as to why the Jews are called Yehudim. Rashi gives both answers in different places in Tanakh.